Blog Talk Radio.
Computer buffering. Hey, there we go. Julio, Bobby Scott. Real cool, can't go. Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man Beast Bum Gun live on the off-ramp, October 7th, 2021. We are in the first week of October. Man, time is flying. Two more months is Christmas. We got one more month, a couple weeks. You got Halloween, then you got Thanksgiving in a month. You got the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, where they made the black man sit at the other table. I thought, didn't they make the little dusty black dude? Oh, I guess he wasn't black. He was just dusty. Why didn't you make the black dude play the piano? Anyway, but Thanksgiving coming up. Christmas coming up in 2 months. Time is flying, man. Like, think about it. Kids first, basically, first half of school is going to be over in, like, 2 months. So in that 2 months. Man, it's crazy, man. Well, I hope wherever you're at, you're in good spirits, good health, good shape. Hope you got good vibes around you. Hope you got good spirit, good energy. Welcome to the off-ramp. Show for the people by the people that embodies the people. It's a show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics, talk about, you know, life and relationships and love, politics, sports, pretty much anything you want to talk about, we discuss. Whatever's important to you, we want to hear about it on the offering. So if you want to call in, discuss some things, feel free, 929-477-3975. You can always hit us up on the social medias. Still terrible at that. Still got to get my brother. He got all the passwords and stuff. I got to do that tonight. Because he did set everything up for us, and we definitely appreciate him for that. So we got to do all that password stuff. But for right now, you know, I appreciate all the comments on the Twitter sphere. I appreciate all the comments on the Instagram sphere. I guess if you were able to leave a comment on those platforms since they got shut down this week, we'll get to that too. Tonight it might be a little bit different. I got my man, well, let me introduce DJ C. Siren. DJ C. Siren is going to be in and out. She's in her creative space right now. She's out here creating stuff. So I don't know if she'll be on the show that much tonight, which would be a shame because it should be a good conversation tonight. But DJ C. Siren, say what's up to the people.
Good evening. How y'all doing? What's up? I'm focused today.
You're focused today? It doesn't sound like you're focused today. It really sounds like you're not focused. But hey, I know you're busy, you're being a day, but definitely appreciate you. Always feel free to jump in. Got my man Blur on the line as always. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp, my brother.
What's going on, people? Man, thanks for having me on as always, man. You know me, blessed and highly favored. I do got to correct you, though. That one Thanksgiving when they had Linus or whatever homeboy name is sitting by himself. That was his birthday, which is why he was sitting by himself. It looks bad if nobody remember that, but yeah, that wasn't like Thanksgiving or Christmas. They had him over there because he was the birthday boy.
Man, yo, I feel him, yo. My birthdays weren't all. I never really wanted a big birthday, but you know, man, that sucks, man. Sitting by your dolo on your birthday, that sucks, man.
I mean, he had people with him. He had his people with him. And just, you know what I mean, he was sitting on that side of the table by himself.
You know what? I kind of feel because DJ C Siren asks me every year what I want for my birthday, and I'm like, yo, I would love some head and then to be left alone. And you know what she doesn't do? Either of them.
But at least she I thought you were going to say that.
But she won't leave me alone either. She's like, no, we have to do something. And I was like, why? Can't you just leave me? Like, I just want to sit in silence. But, you know.
Your birthday ain't about you, man. That's what, I mean, as you get older, you start to realize that it ain't about what you want. It ain't about what make you happy.
Yeah, when does that change? When your birthday stops becoming about what you want?
I mean, once you reach an adulthood, I guess, I was going to say teens, but I guess once you get to an adulthood, you got other people who care about you and stuff, and then you got to let them do what they want to do.
I guess that's true. Not wrong. It's always good to spend time with folks on your born day and all that good stuff. So, you know, we'll make it work. Make it work. What we got tonight, man? Got a lot of topics to discuss. Got a lot of places to go. But you got a special topic on tonight. You want to introduce your conversation tonight? Blur? You got us on mute?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I did have you on mute. My bad. You know, I'm tripping. See, I got my little man with me. I was going to have him call in on his own line. So, I mean, we ain't got to be all up under each other. But
was that the 314 number?
Yeah.
Let me call back in.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So St. Louis, you know how that go. But yeah, man, I got my little homie. I always talk about, I mean, my son on the show. And just recently, let me set the stage for anybody listening, got introduced to my son's first girlfriend, first real girlfriend. He had other people. I mean, he may have thought was his girlfriend, but, you know, the first one is the one you introduce to your parents. And Catherine, I like this young lady. I like this young lady a lot because she's bold. I mean, he didn't introduce her to me or his mom. She introduced herself. Yeah, let that sink in. Yeah. She introduced herself. So, yes, I was really thinking. I wanted to
hold
do
on.
This some time ago.
Hold on. I got to get this story. Hold on. And I got, before we jump in, I just quickly saw I got my back turned to the screen. I got my man, New York, in the building. New York, what's good, my brother? Welcome to the off-ramp.
Hey, shit, Camp Quilla, y'all mean what's popping with the population? I hear the story. I'm here for it. What's going on?
So we're talking to Blur about his son. His son's on. He's going to talk about his first girlfriend. So what do you mean she introduced herself to y'all? Like, does that mean, like, y'all was out in the streets and she was like, yo, I'm dating your son?
Something like this, a planned event?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Nah, for me, it kind of was somewhat planned, not really. For his mom, it wasn't planned at all. So she went to, his mom went to pick him up from after school, and he happened to be chilling with the old girl, and, you know, she just ran up on the car and introduced herself. Hey, I'm Turtle's girlfriend. Nice to meet you.
Turtle.
What's good, mom?
Beth, you got a nickname?
That's what I call it. That's what I call him. I mean, I don't know if she gave him a nickname. Dude,
you don't
want to call it? I got it on speaker so he can hear. Do what you call it? Call you just by your name? She call you M? She just call you your regular name?
Everybody at the school just call me M, except her. She calls me Emery.
Right. Yo, Neff sounds so grown, yo. Good Lord, I guess I ain't heard his voice in a while. What up, nephew?
Hey.
And so, I mean, heard about that incident and everything. So I was like, all right, that's cool. I like the energy. I mean, you know, I'm all for, I mean, take control. I mean, if you're going to be about it, 10 toes down.
Well, let me ask nephew this. Did he know she was going to run up and introduce herself?
Not really. I had a feeling, but no, I didn't tell her to or anything.
was this one of those things where she was like, yo, you need to introduce me to your parents and stop playing? And you was like, not yet.
I plan to, but I plan to be the one to say it.
And she took your shot.
That's what I'm talking about. Can't be hesitant. Can't be hesitant, man. That's why I like that energy. Nah, man, you can sit there and go back and forth double dutching. Somebody just got to jump right in. You know what I mean? Just jump right in the fire.
Nah,
and so when I came over to his mom's house, like the other, a couple days later, him and old girl was here. They in the little man cave in the basement. He come up the steps. So I'm talking to him. I'm thinking we're going to go downstairs. He going to introduce me. Nah, you think she waited for that? She came right up the steps too. What up? This me. I was like, I like it. I'm here for it. Ain't no waiting around for no playing no games.
Now, is she an older girl, younger girl, same age?
Slightly older. I don't know when her birthday is, but, you know, they both seniors in high school. So, you know, I mean, roughly same age. She is. She is 18, so she's technically an adult.
Oh, man, he could get her on the R. Kelly charges.
I don't know. He's close to 18 too, man. We only got like 5 more months.
So she ran up on y'all, was like, yo, this is like he mine now. What's up? And you was just like, cool.
Oh, you know what I mean? I was cool.
Let me ask nephew this. Hey nephew. Did she ask so y'all like together? Like are y'all boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yeah.
Now, did you ask her to be your girlfriend, or did she ask you to be her boyfriend? Because times are changing. And I feel like if she had that energy to run up on your parents and like, yo, this me now, did she rough you into a relationship? Like, you need help? I got your back, nephew. I always got your back, bro. I know I don't see you often, but if I need to come up there and free you, I got you. Don't let these women trap you already. You still young.
You know what's funny? So when I met old girl, and it's the same thing. The first thing I asked her, I was like, yo, is he paying you to be his girlfriend? Because she's a cute girl. She's a cute little young lady. I said she looks kind of like Maya when Maya first came out. His mom said she looks like a young Tisha Campbell from the first House Party. To give y'all an idea. Yeah, I mean, what we talking about?
Okay.
And I was like, yo, is he paying you? And she ain't say no. I'm going to put it like this. She didn't say no.
Nephew, why is your dad disrespecting your game?
I don't know.
I'm just saying. He just catching up, nephew.
I'm just saying. I ain't know if he had it in him. I'm seeing he'd be double dutching, half stepping. Sometimes you just got to go. I mean, he found somebody who's going to just go, so I'm with that.
So, nephew, let me ask you this. Why do you want to date one woman at 17 years old?
Oh, that's a weird question, dude.
I never saw the point. I've had friends like that in the past who could and have multiple girlfriends at a time. I never saw a point in that.
You never saw the point in having multiple girlfriends at the same time. Well, I mean, you have multiple.
No, he wanted some.
Huh?
He wanted some. He wanted some because multiple girlfriends cause multiple money.
And multiple headaches, man. Like, let's not overlook the headaches, man. I'm all about my peace, and yeah. That's headaches and money.
Well, I'm just trying to hear what nephew's thoughts of. Because, like, I mean, like, if we're going to talk about, like, look, my first girlfriend I was with damn near a decade. Straight. Well, it was like 5 years and then, like, well, like 6 years and then a split and then, like, 2 more years. But those last 2 years probably don't count because I just wasn't in the right mind at that point. But I'm just interested in the mindset of why you say, hey, I'm only going to date one woman. And if he says that, oh, I don't understand the point of it, I get it. You know, sometimes it's nice to have one person that you can, you know, express your emotions to that understands you. I just want to hear from nephew's perspective of, why this one and why just one? I mean, because theoretically, you could have different conversations with a bunch of different people. You got a bunch of different friends. You don't necessarily have to lock yourself down with one girlfriend. If you want, I'm not telling you shouldn't. I'm not saying you did the wrong thing. I'm just interested in what's my young nephew thinking right now? Like, what's going through his brain as he decided, you know what? I'm 17. I'm in the prime of my life. I'm in the best shape of my life. Let me go ahead and lock down a girlfriend.
Ain't the best shape. Before he say anything, let me jump in. I think when you know, like when you know I'm cool, this is good. I won't say good enough because it sounds like settling, but when you good, you good. Like, there's something to be said for just being happy, man, for being content. You know what I mean? And I know y'all don't know my son here, but, I mean, when you find a cute nerd who match your nerdiness, I mean, you kind of should be stuck. You kind of be cool with that. Like, they met each other in art class. Like,
okay, look, I was just wondering what he was thinking. That could all be true. Oh, shit, I dropped the mic. My bad. But, yeah, you know, that could all be true. And I ain't knocking. Like I said, I was with a girl for 10 years. So I feel his pain. I'm also trying to help him avoid some pain. But, you know, I would just want to hear, like, you know what I mean? Like, what made him think, yo, this it? Because this is last year in high school, right? You ready to go to college?
Yeah, man, that's part of the reason I wanted some old head knowledge to be imparted on him about this time. Matter of fact,
I mean,
this is the question I have for you so that you can impart some wisdom onto him. Because you just mentioned you had your first serious relationship. You had relationships before, but your first serious relationship was in high school, and it went into college. Did y'all go to the same college?
Through college. No, she went to the college down the street. So she was a year younger than me. And shout out to her. I know she listens. So this isn't disrespectful to her husband. I got nothing but good words to say about her and her relationship now. This isn't like rehashing that. I'm just talking about when we were kids. So shout out to that family. No disrespect, no nothing. I don't want this to be uncomfortable. I'm not going to make it uncomfortable. But, you know. But, yeah, so first serious relationship was the summer of my freshman year all the way up to my junior year of college.
Now, when you was going away to school, did y'all talk about, like, where you was going to go, what was going to happen after high school? Was that, like, did y'all have talks like that?
Yeah, because, you know, when you're that young, you know, since we had been together for so long, you know, by the time we, because I didn't think I was going to college until someone told me. Like, I mean, my parents never went to college, so I wasn't, like, college wasn't, like, a big thing in my household. Like, my grandparents didn't go to college. My dad's parents went to college, but that was, like, a little different. So I didn't realize, like college was a real thing until someone told me, like I started getting, like, a lot of football accolades. And colleges was like, nah, you're like, we're going to pay you to come play football. So when that happened, it was kind of like she was kind of getting worried because it's like, yo, you're going to be around all these girls. And I'm like, yo, like, truth be told, like, I'm around girls now and I ain't done nothing. You know, you got nothing to worry about. But she did want me, and it was a factor of where I went to college because she wanted to be in driving distance. She knew she was getting a car her senior year. Because our relationship was a little different because we had been together so long by the time my senior year of high school came around. And by the time I got to college, like, her parents were comfortable with, like, her staying the night with me. Like, even though we were still, you know, because I was young going to college. I was, you know, a week after turning 18. Like, her parents was like, cool. Like, senior high school, you know, she can come stay with me on the weekend because, you know, we had already been together four years by then.
Did that play any role in your decision making on when you went to school? Like,
yeah.
So y'all talked about it. She said she wanted to be driving this. Did you, like, eliminate schools that were too far away because of your relationship?
Yeah, I absolutely knew. I had a chance to go to Iowa and immediately got rid of them just because I knew I wasn't going to be close enough to her. It was 100% part of my decision. I really considered going to Delaware just because that was right down the street from where we grew up in Jersey. But then, you know, Towson just, you know, I just had too much fun at Towson. And I met one of my boys at a strip club the night before, and he was like, yeah, I'm at Towson too. And I was like, oh, man, we got to go there now. So, you know.
A lot of life decisions are made at the strip club.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, looking back on it now, as the relationship didn't work out, you know, and, you know, again, we're still friends and it's all love, I wish I didn't base any decisions on having a high school girlfriend. But I...
Cool. Let me ask Turtle this. Have you and your girl talked about what y'all doing after high school? Has that been a discussion?
Only once. I'm trying to go potentially into a creative-based, like, art-based school before a creative writing degree. She's still iffy on the idea of going to college as a whole because her main thing is art, not much anything else. For me, writing's my main thing. Art's my side passion thing.
Okay, so y'all do both want to go to school, or you want to go to school. She ain't say if she wants to go to school, she just want to start, maybe go straight into, like, something for art.
Yeah, she wants to, like, just get a job and then make us, like, just start amping up her career because you can do that 50-50-wise, art-wise. Like, going to college is a necessity.
Yeah, save that money. I like what she's thinking. You don't need an art degree to make money in art. Sound like a waste of money right there. Is DJ T-Sire still around or she tapped out? She out already?
No, she'll be back up. She's doing art stuff. She's making hoodies and jackets and stuff. She'll be back up. I'll catch up. But let me ask you this. Why don't you like the fact that she wants to go to college? Like, you know what I mean? I understand it from a financial perspective, but, you know, college is, it's a cliche. And look, we had a hell of a time in high school. But college is the best time of your life. To jump right from high school to work when you got the rest of your life to work. Now, I get understanding the debt scenario, so if there's a way to offset that debt, you really should think about it. If there's no way that you can get some of that college debt paid for, then I get exploring different options. But the missed
out... Nah, we both over here. We both for. We both understand and support it over here. I think there's certain degrees in college that actually pay dividend that are worth going to school for. I mean, if you're a painter, you know how to paint. I mean... You're going to go to, USC to get a degree in painting?
I mean, is that what she is going to school for? Like, I mean, is that what she does is paint? Like, does she want her own studio? Then she should go to school for business so she understands business law and how to run her art business.
That's one thing. If whatever you're going to be an entrepreneur, you do need a business degree because you need to know how to market yourself. You need to understand the world and the business of marketing. So, yeah, you do got that right. But, I mean... If you're the creative person, if all you want to do is, you know, paint or spray paint or whatever else you do, I could support going straight into that and just getting to it.
Well, nephew, do you want to go away to college or you want to stay local? Because that's going to be, like, distance in a young relationship. It can be done. Me and my first girlfriend, she was still in Jersey. I was in Maryland. We stayed together. When I started dating DJ C-Sire, I was in Maryland. She was in Virginia. Hell, I moved to Charlotte while we were dating. Long-distance relationships can work, but it's a lot of trust. It's a lot of, you know, talking on the phone. Do you want to go away to college? You want to stay local where, you know, y'all can still be in a relationship?
I wouldn't mind not doing college and going straight to trying to get a good job or get a good career. But I don't know if locally it's right, because I don't know if this area is the best for a comic book writer. But I also want to go to college just for that 4 more years of experience.
Do you want to stay local or do you want to go away?
Probably away. You know, see new areas.
That's my boy. That's right. We're going to get out here and experience the world.
He want to get all the way. Hey, Nephi, you want to get away from your daddy or mama, don't you?
I want to be able to come back to home for, like, holidays and stuff easily.
Hey, it's all easy. Ain't nothing we can't get to in a short flight, a little short car ride. I mean, get out there, see the rest of the world. New York, man, since you're the closest one to you're a different generation than me and Gunn, I wanted to ask your opinion about your first real relationship. Do you remember your first real relationship?
Yeah, I do. We stayed together for, like, you know what I mean, 4 years. We was like childhood sweethearts, for real. Childhood sweethearts, and then growing up, I mean, we've been in a relationship for, like, 4 years, and then, you know what I mean, she moved away. And then that was just the end of it. At the end of the day,
how old was you?
Oh man, this was like young. We was like, you can't even count it, but we were just like childhood friends, like growing up in like elementary school, you know what I mean, middle school, all the way up until high school. But like, you know what I mean, yeah. Once she moved away, that was kind of like it. Cause at that time, you know what I mean, I was still young. So, you know what I mean, when you move away, you know what I mean, I didn't understand long distance relationships at that time. So I was like, you know what I mean, once she moved away, that was just it. And then
now, ain't no long distance relationship when you in high school or something like that. Yeah. Nah, that's it. Yeah, that's done.
Yeah.
But you ain't get another relationship after that, like while you still in high school.
Well, yeah, I definitely did. I went into, like, after she moved away, that's when I started exploring. I started in and out dating, you know what I mean, being in and out of relationships. And that's when I started having my fun. I started having my fun. And then that's when I realized, I was like, oh, shit, this is kind of cool. And then I went to college, you know what I mean? I was living my best life in college. I ain't even going to hold you. I was living my best life in college. But then, yeah, but in college, yeah, I found me the one, like you said before, you know what I mean? I found a girl that's worth settling down for and all that other stuff. So when that happens, you know what I mean, ain't nothing could compare to that, because at the end of the day, when you lose that someone that you think that, you know what I mean, that's the one for you, you know what I mean, I feel like you're going to be searching in vain for that everywhere you go.
Let me ask you this, New York, because this is what I wanted to ask you, as being someone closer to your first relationship. Did you think you were in love, or were you in love, or did you think you was in love?
I would say, looking at it with my wisdom at the age I am now, I thought I was in love, because at a young age I didn't understand what love was, and I'm still growing as a person. So every day, like, I'm still figuring out what love is, the fight for love, and, you know what I mean, the compromises and everything else that comes with love. So I have a better understanding of love at the age I am now. Back then, at the young age I was.
Let me ask you this. Did you tell the girl you was with back then, were you one of the people who was like, yo, I love you, like, even back then, like, getting off the phone?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We say I love you, but I don't think neither one of us, like, actually understood what that shit meant. I mean, we say we love you because, I mean, that's what we picked up on as, like, growing up from our parents or whatever, seeing the other people in the relationships. We say I love you because that's the girlfriend and boyfriend thing to do. But now at the age, I mean, when you throw around I love you, it ain't just I love you. No, I really mean that. I love you, you know what I mean? Don't be go out here doing no stuff to me, make me feel embarrassed. Nah, I got to come out with my character and I'm like, nah.
would you recommend, or let me ask you this, would you tell my son, again, I'm just going to call him Turtle, should he tell his girl he love her if he feel it? Like, if he think he feel that? Would you recommend him telling her that at seniors in high school?
No. Oh, most definitely. Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, I mean, if you feel it and you feel compelled to say that, yeah, say it. I mean, at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, if you ain't, like, look, first of all, because not even look at it one side, you got to look at it from her perspective, too, yeah, you know I mean, if she's looking for somebody that just, like, she wants, like, affection or something like that, and she's looking for somebody to say, I love you, not saying that's a requirement or she's looking for it, like, you know what I mean, in that sense. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean, with any relationship at that state and age, like, seeing in high school, you know what I mean, if you ain't going to tell your girl you love her, somebody else will.
Oh, I mean, we don't want nobody moving out of fear, but you're right. You're right. People, that's like a saying, like, what you won't do, someone else will. That said, since I'm sitting here right in front of my son, let me just say, you don't do nothing you ain't comfortable with. Like, whether, I mean, she's down for it or not, don't do nothing you're uncomfortable with. You don't want to ever get pressured, and you don't want to pressure nobody to do nothing. If it's not saying I love you or anything like that. Like, just, you know what I mean? Stay within your comfort zone.
Hold on, y'all. I got a beef with New York, New York. You can turn the fan off. What you mean somebody else will? If she willing to leave you just because some other dude told her that she loved him, then she don't love him in the first place.
Oh, most definitely. And then you invite her to leave. You close the door on your way out. I mean, that's my sentiment, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm not going to overstep my boundaries. I know what I do, and I know what I'm comfortable in doing. Like what Blair said, you know what I mean? Don't feel compelled or feel forced that you got to say something, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, if somebody going to leave me, somebody wanted to leave me, I ain't going to beg them to stay, you know what I mean? Just leave. At the end of the day, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. But at the end of the day, yeah, but it is, you know what I mean? If you ain't going to tell somebody, like, you know what I mean, if you ain't going to buy your girl flowers, you ain't going to tell her you love her, you ain't going to give her gifts out of appreciation, you ain't going to do no thought-provoking gifts, you know what I mean? You ain't going to go out of your way. Somebody else will. And best believe somebody else is going to sweep out on their feet.
But that doesn't equate to love. Why is love equated to buying things and sweeping her off her feet?
Okay.
Like, love should be, let me put it this way. If you love someone, if she cheated on you, you might not be able to stay with her because you don't trust her, but you'd still be cool with her because you love her as a person, and you would still want to be friends with her. 99% of these people who would say, yo, I love that person, if they got cheated on, would never want to talk to them again, then you don't really love them.
I mean, now you get into the Lauryn Hill bag of love versus unconditional love. I mean, how Lauryn Hill always say, people say unconditional love, but they don't really know what that means. Unconditional love meaning you loving somebody unconditionally or whatever, whether they love you back or how you love them, irregardless of whatever else is going on. And that's usually not the case. I mean, so maybe there are levels to this. But yeah, I don't even think you should be having unconditional love, because I mean, yeah, there needs to be conditions. If you ain't treating me right, then yeah.
When you were in high school, you don't know yourself that well to tell someone else you love them, except for your mama and your daddy and your siblings.
In high school you shouldn't be saying I love you. New York, New York saying, yeah, if you feel it, then go ahead and let it fly.
I totally disagree. New York, New York's just singing with his pants. That's why when he got to college, he was living with his best life. Don't think with your pants. It's going to get you a kid and a bill forever. Keep your pants out.
That don't apply to me because I still ain't got no kids right now.
That we know
you
got
to play the game smart.
So let me ask y'all this question here. This is a question I wanted to ask. I was hopefully... when it's a female perspective, but let me ask y'all to this.
Oh, DJ C.
If you could go,
DJ C. Siren.
Oh yeah, let me ask DJ C. Siren the female perspective. Well, first let me ask DJ C. Siren, do you remember your first real relationship?
It was me. I put that pipe on, bang bang bang. She was like, "I love you."
Stop. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, Nephi. You shouldn't have heard that. But yes. Go ahead, DJ Cesar.
What was the question? I don't know the question.
Do you remember your first real relationship?
Yeah.
And so you remember your feelings back then. What were you looking for? Not what you looking for, but what were you expecting or and I'm looking for? What were you expecting when you was in a relationship back then, if you can remember?
I wasn't expecting much. I felt like at the age I was, that a relationship, I mean, people around me dated for a week or two, a month, a couple months, you know, all right, on to the next. Like, it wasn't, I was trying to find someone to be with forever. It was just someone to hang out with. Nothing that serious.
Now, y'all got to remember, DJs is hired from the country. It's slim pickings out there. You got one person every 10 miles. I love your hometown.
How do you feel about...
I wasn't trying to find someone that was being married or a husband or say I love you or, you know, I mean, I halfway didn't really trust him much anyways. So, you know, I'm just trying to figure out if he's dating other girls.
See?
So,
hating already.
No, I mean, that's for real. I mean, that was for real. That's how I felt. Maybe I listened to my rap music. Like, I didn't force you. I didn't trust him. Like, I didn't think. But it was just we were hanging out and you know, real light, but I wasn't planning on, like, it wasn't a thought. You know, if we were dating the next month, that probably would have been like, okay, cool.
Wow, that was your first real relationship? That was, like, the person you introduced to your parents? You was like, cool, is here today, gone
yep.
tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, then she had the jailbird.
This is the jailbird.
Well, he should have been real. He should have been able to write parents to your letter. He should have been able to write letters to your parents every week.
He wrote letters to me.
Oh. Yo, your first pen pal. Now, your first pen pal, that's a story. Like, who was your first pen pal?
Never had a pen pal.
Yeah, he was in jail.
No.
Hey, shout out to him if he's listening. I hope he's well. I got nothing but love for you, brother. You well. You welcome my crib anytime. I got three hots at the top for you.
He just had a birthday.
DJ Cesar, how do you feel about old boy now? Like, still cool?
You love him?
It's a different situation because I did not hear from him for a long time because he was. And so, I mean, we left on good terms because it wasn't that we broke up. It was just he disappeared.
Oh, you still with him?
No. I mean,
after all this time, you got a boyfriend.
I'm just saying. Just ask him.
The real question is,
I'm happy for him because I feel like he's, you know, trying to do better and you know what I'm saying and stuff. So I wish, you know, I hope he, you know, he stays out so he can take care of his kids and, you know, does well and things like that. So that's, I mean, but, and that's how I feel.
You still love him?
I never said I loved him anyway.
You ain't saying no.
See, that was going to be my question. Does he still have a place in your heart, whatever that is? Do you still care about him?
Just someone who I dated, like the first person I dated. Like, I mean,
we're getting a divorce.
Oh my god!
No, it's cool. I'm just joking.
I know.
Yeah, I don't care.
You know what I'm saying? Just as special for me. I mean, I was awkward and stuff, and you know, he was kind of a cool kid. I guess that was just to see who
yeah.
I was to call.
Do I have it now?
So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, he was
punching up.
He was not. So, yeah, that was cute. And so, yeah, so I only wish him the best. You know what I'm saying? And hope that he makes the best decisions that he can make in his life for him and his family.
All right, so last question I want to ask all three of y'all. If you could go back or if you could talk to your younger self, like when y'all start in those first relationships, like Gunn, let's start with you. What would you tell little Gunn from back then about going into his first real relationship?
Break out with her.
Just don't do it, huh?
And, you got the rest of your life. Look, let me tell you about this marriage life, nephew. It is tough. Look, when they tell you love don't cost a thing, they lie. Energy. It takes years off your life. It's got its ups, but it's got its downs. No, I mean, enjoy the, I mean, in all seriousness, I'm just joking around. Enjoy the experience. I mean, because like DJ Fisara, like I still have all the love in the world for my first girlfriend. I hope she's well. I hope her and her husband are happy and her kids, and I pray that they're a loving, happy, wonderful family. And, you know, that's the question of love because, like, you know, I told her, of course. I mean, we were together for almost 10 years. I told her I loved her. We didn't work out. But I still, like, love her as a person. She meant so much to my childhood. And there's so many memories of my childhood. Like, you know, once you get past the whole, yo, I thought we was going to get married phase, and you start figuring out yourself and you start becoming an adult, and you be like, like, you know what I mean? Like, I should have known back then that this wasn't going to last forever. You got to appreciate.
That's what you would tell yourself right now? How old were you? Like you said, what would you tell freshman Gunn when he meets, he sees the little Puerto Rican chick smiling at him? What would you tell him?
She was Ecuadorian. But I'd tell don't do it.
Mexican, all the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I say. DJ's just how I get bad at it. I am not the Mexican. I wouldn't do it. Like, if I had to do it all over again, I would never have a girlfriend in high school or in college because you never want anyone you care about to hinder the opportunities that will come to you before you're 25. Because there were places I could have gone, places I could have traveled to, experiences that I could have had if I simply just wasn't in love with a woman and wanted to stay by her. But there's also a caveat to that, is the other side. And I tell DJ Cesarean all the time, because now that we have a son, when it comes to relationships, like, not for nothing, like, girls keep you out of trouble. Girls kept me.
Some.
Like, my first girlfriend kept me from running the streets way too much because, you know, honestly, I'd rather be with her than with y'all sometimes. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's that comfort. So it's a bit of a 50-50. But if I had to go back and tell myself all over again, just because I knew it wouldn't work out, I knew I wasn't going to marry her. Nah, experience some things. Now, you hope that that doesn't lead to, you know, another Marvel universe where I end up in jail because I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time where I would have just been with her that night. But there are times I think about, like, you know, man, I could have traveled to Germany and played football and all that stuff if I wasn't concerned about being next to her. And, you know, I could have been in the NFL. But I was worried about being next to her. And I wish I would have took that experience.
But Gunn preaching a tale of caution.
Yeah, man.
New York, if you could go back and tell young New York some advice, I mean, with the girl you was with or after she moved away and you was out here sowing your wild oats, what would you tell yourself?
Honestly, damn. I would have to tell myself. I honestly have to tell myself, you know what I mean? Take your time, you know what I mean? Give yourself time to grow, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know what I mean? When you grow and you reach your ceiling, you know what I mean? You understand once you reach that ceiling, you still got that whole room to expand to grow, you know what I mean? You got to find yourself, please. Like, find yourself, understand who you are. And because if you don't understand who you are, the person who is loving you ain't going to understand how to love you, in a sense. So, I mean, take your time, understand who you are, understand the things that you want, the things that you need, and be able to communicate that with your partner. And then once you be able to do that, you know what I mean, you got the whole life ahead of you.
And I got my sis texting, and she don't want to call. She'll never want to call in because she's scared, but she says, don't base life decisions on a girlfriend. Amen.
Nah, she ain't call in. We ain't hear it. She ain't call in. We ain't hear it. All right, but nah, Gunn, you preaching caution. New York preaching know yourself. Get to know yourself first. All good advice. DJ T-Sire, what would you tell a young in love or a young all struck at the cool kid, young woman, What would you tell her right now?
Hold on. Is nephew in love? Silence. Wow.
It was kind of,
wow, the silence says everything. The silence says everything.
It went kind of silent right there.
Is she
I'm with it. Nah.
Nah, he probably playing this smart. He probably playing this smart because y'all got it on wax right now. He ain't trying to put it out to the world right now.
I mean, because ain't nothing wrong with DJs. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just want to know if my little nephew in love. Nephew, you in love? It's all right. It's a safe place.
I mean, it sounds like he don't know. It sounds like he don't know. He's over here thinking. He, you know, looking up to the left. You know, it's the thinking phase, trying to contemplate.
Has he told her he loved her yet?
That was going to be my question.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold up. Stop the presses. Hold up. Y'all see, something y'all don't know just yet. I believe that this young woman is more into him than he is into her. Just from the little brief conversation that I've had with her. And I told him, treat her right. Be nice to her. If you don't know, like New York was just saying, if you don't know if that's how you feel, don't just be telling her that. Because if she think you love her, she's going to act like you love her. And that means you need to act like you love her. So don't just be throwing it out there all willy-nilly, telling her what she want to hear, what you think she want to hear.
It don't matter. If she loves him, then she's going to act crazy anyway. Women are crazy, nephew. But
that's true. They are crazy, but we want to minimize that craziness. We definitely want to minimize the craziness.
So, all right, finish your question with DJ C-Side. Go ahead.
And I had a response, but then you cut me off. It was basically like, don't sweat it and just trust your instincts. Like if it doesn't feel right, it's not right. You know what I'm saying? Like don't make up anything that's not like there. Like don't pretend. Oh, okay, he did this, but I think he might still like me. No. Take actions at full value and respond accordingly. But, like, just don't sweat it.
I like that. Keep it realistic. Be realistic. I mean, keep an open mind. So we got have caution, know yourself, and keep it realistic. I think that's all sound advice to a young teenager, male or female, entering in their first relationship.
Hey, let me ask this of Matthew. So, hey, nephew, so this is your first real relationship. Is this hers?
Yeah.
So both of y'all knew it, Gus. Okay. Well, at least y'all get the experience together.
I asked the girl if he was treating her right. I was like, yo, is he nice to you? Because y'all don't know, my son can be mean. He don't like to admit it, but he can be mean to people. He gets it from me.
Like
he thinks he's smarter than everybody. Yeah, he gets it from me. I fully accept that. He gets it from me because he thinks he's smarter than everybody. And I know that I had that in myself. I don't like to just throw it out there in front of people, though. I mean, I play it close to vest. I mean, I don't just be putting it out there like, oh, you're an idiot. Nah, I just let people be idiots. My son tries to, like, point it out sometimes. But so I asked the girl, like, yo, is he nice to you? And she said, yeah. So nice that I'm suspicious sometimes because I'm not used to people treating me that nice.
Well, how do people treat her? She's only 18.
I mean, teenagers could be rough, man. These teens could be mean.
Nephew.
But you know what I mean? Like, just that caught me. That set me back a little. Like, yo, you're not used to people treating you nice. Oh, man. And now you got somebody treating you nice. I'm like, yo, that's how you create crazy.
Yeah, she's going to slash his tires. Don't buy him a car. And I'm just joking.
I've been in that situation.
Hey.
They slashed the tires, man.
Shorty wrote a big, like, y'all mean, Shorty wrote, like, a big F-U on the hood of my Nissan Ultima, yo. And I had to drive around that shit for about like 3 weeks until Geico could get it fixed. And the real, and I, if I'm lying, I'm flying, the real kicker is she worked at Geico, which is my insurance. And she wasn't even trying to pay my deductible for it.
Oh, man. Wait, let me ask you this, though. What did she write it with? Was it like lipstick or was it like paint? Was it, what was it?
Nah, so first of all, like, you know what I mean? What happened was she tried to slash my tires, but the only thing that she could find was, like, a screwdriver, right? She had, like, a little flathead, right? So she tried to slash my tires with the flathead and realized it wasn't working. So she threw all the little – she twisted all the little caps off my car and threw it in the woods because we was in, I don't even mean to give it off, but, like, we was in Fredericksburg. If you know Fredericksburg, Virginia, you know what I mean? Ain't nothing but woods out there. No, but wood. So she threw all the little twisty caps off my tires in the woods. She realized she couldn't pop the tires, so she was like, "Nah, I'm just going to key your hood." You know what I mean?
Oh, so she scratched it in.
Yeah, she scratched it. She scratched it real nice. I had to drive to work and park in the garage with that shit.
Son, she tried to slash your tires with a screwdriver. I'm glad she's not with her anymore. That was all emotions.
Yo, how petty is that to throw all the caps in the wood?
Did she think the air was going to come off?
She took off the cap, used the flathead to then depress the actual valve.
That shows her SAT score.
No.
I hope she's well enough.
Don't be giving that information out. Now everybody know now that listening to the show.
I think just throwing the caps in the woods was enough because I hate driving around without the caps on my thing, man. Like I feel like I'm missing off the car.
You didn't put my cap back on my tire.
Oh, your cap's not on your tire? Fuck your cap. You should have did it yourself. Well, you should have had your jailbird do it since you're still in love with him. I'm just playing. I don't know where the caps is.
I found it in the console.
Oh, my bad. Did you put it back on?
I need you to fill it back up.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
More.
That has nothing to do with the show. So nephew, you
Yeah, man, I appreciate the good words, man. I don't think my son is going to listen to any of this, but, I mean, that's life. You gotta live life and experience. So my advice, I'm going to give this to my son right in front of him on the air, is just same thing I would tell myself. I had my first real girlfriend my junior year. No, sophomore year. Sophomore year, we stayed together for, like, throughout high school. And, I mean, still cool. We still cool. I mean, had our ups and downs and all that stuff. But what I would tell myself back then is, like, yo, enjoy it. Kind of like what DJ C. Sire was saying, like, don't take any of it too serious, but enjoy every single moment. Make the most out of everything safely. But you know what I mean?
Justin,
it keeps you out the streets a little bit. I mean, yeah, but sometimes the two of y'all can go out in the streets and then just make the most out of all your high school experiences. Like, enjoy all of that. I mean, if you got somebody to enjoy it with, that just makes it that much better.
Absolutely. Just enjoy it with a condom on. Because you don't want to fuck up and have something for 18 years. Because they don't never leave.
Mm-hmm.
These kids don't go nowhere. just do whatever your heart tells you, but just make sure it has a condom with it. That's it. Don't do the whole, oh, she's on birth control, or I get a day after. Don't do nothing. If y'all ain't even there yet, good. Just enjoy each other's company. Just have good conversation. Look, I tell people all the time, the most underrated thing about dating is that sometimes it's cool just to sit down and have good conversation. It's one of the things that helped me fall in love with DJ C. Sire. She's completely different than me. Like you said, I'm more of a cool kid. She's more of a nerd. But the reason why we work is because she's interested in a ton of stuff that I have no idea about, and that fascinates me. Just enjoy each other's company. Don't make it too fast. Don't be all crazy. Don't be on her phone. Don't let her be in your phone. If you're going to be with each other, then trust each other. If you don't trust each other, just be friends if y'all just enjoy each other's company. Don't make it too serious.
Oh, here goes a good one. Don't do nothing you feel like you're going to have to lie about. If you think you're going to have to lie about it, just don't do it. You know what I mean?
Please
just like, you know what?
Please don't.
Yeah, you just set yourself up for failure, making hard times. So if you think you're going to have to lie about it, then just pass that up.
Because at the end of the day, if you tell a lie, you're going to have to tell a lie to cover it, and you're going to have to keep telling more lies. Don't do it. It's going to stress you out. You're going to go gray at 20 just like I did. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Hey, nephew. So nephew's almost 18. Has he been to a strip club yet?
No, he ain't been to no strip club at 17, man.
We went to strip clubs at 17.
I mean, we lived in Camden, so it was kind of easy to get to.
Like, I'm not saying anything that we haven't done. I'm just wondering, like, if she would get mad at us or something like that. Because then you might have to lie. But that
or again, just don't do it.
Yeah. You know.
All right, everybody. Turtle signing off. That was a cool hour. Again, he probably won't listen to none of it, but thanks for all the sound advice and life lessons from the old heads. Really appreciate that.
But hold on.
New York, when you have your kids 18 years from now, I'll be there to tell them exactly what to do. Go all in. Screw the rubbers. And definitely when Lord Julius, a couple years from now, I'm sending him to the strip club. I'm picking him up, and we going.
No, we all go. DJ should sign Rock with a strip club. Hey, but let me ask Nephew this really quick before he signs off. He's still there?
Yeah, he's right here.
Nephew, just a quick question. What do you want from this relationship?
It's a deep
if
question.
If you don't know, that's cool. If you don't know, that's cool too. But like, what do you want from her?
Fun and memories.
Okay. Well, just keep that,
pretty generic answer, but all right, you're playing it safe. Fun and memories. He's a deep thinker.
But, you know, the reason why I asked you that, nephew, is because all relationships are tough. They're all work. It's all about communication. But, like, when you're not having a good day, just remember that that's all you ever wanted was fun and memories. And if she's providing you that, even if y'all not getting along that day, just remember it's not that serious. And just have fun and create memories together. That's it.
Oh, wait, one quick question. Hopefully DJ C. Sarah in there as well. How do y'all feel about high schoolers giving gifts? What's your thoughts on high schoolers giving gifts? Like, especially in the first year, I heard that, like, nobody should give gifts in the first year of a relationship. I heard that from, like, a relationship expert, a female relationship expert. What's y'all thoughts on gift-giving?
I got so much on this. I used to lace my first girl. And, again, if she's hearing this, I'm sorry. I used to lace my first girlfriend. I used to have this job where I would steal parking money from the parking authority. And I've made so much more. I used to lace her. Man, if I had that money now, instead of wasting it on a girl that I didn't even end up with, I'd be so much happier. Maybe if she just wrote me a check, we can be really, really cool again.
You want your money back.
If she just give me the money back, because she also cheated on me. So if you're going to cheat on me, cool, it happens. It's part of being young, but at least give my money back. DJ C. Sire, what's your view on gifts in a high school relationship?
I don't know. It's just I personally didn't experience anything like that. I mean, I saw other kids. I mean, it was mainly like flowers and cards and stuff. But I don't know what kids are doing these days. I mean, I guess it's like really expensive. But you don't have, if you don't have a job, I don't expect people be giving gifts. I mean, I don't know. That's maybe from a
nephew.
Mother's side. Like,
I'm sorry.
Don't spend no money.
That's what I did with my first girlfriend.
Other than, like, tickets to the movies, popcorn.
Hey, nephew, get her some nice fake flowers. And when she gets upset, she's like, well, these are fake. You tell her, but they're always going to last. They're going to last forever, just like our love.
That's what I did for my first girlfriend when I bought her flowers from Wawa. They were
fake
flowers.
Was definitely Ecuadorian, and she fell for that. She definitely English with a second language.
Yo, that's really racist.
You gotta chill to eat some people, yo.
You just gonna diss the entire country of Ecuador because a 14-year-old enjoyed my fake flower game.
Yeah, she fell for that line. That's what I'm dipping. They didn't raise her right over there. Some whoever they pray to over in Ecuador, they ain't treat her right.
Jesus.
Oh,
they were
well, calling her. Right, well, cool.
She's Ecuadorian. I keep telling you, life isn't where we grew up. Life isn't like where you grew up, where everybody was just black and white. We had Hispaniola.
You don't even think of people are black.
I thought they were all considered black. When she said Ecuador, I thought that was part of Africa. But that's that New Jersey education.
Stop.
What was the first name start with?
Ah, we're not going to give her first name on the line.
What does the letter start with?
I'm not doing that.
We'll
have that discussion later. I give you all
New York, man. What's your thoughts on gift giving in high school? Now, especially if you was in high school in New York, you could find some things for cheap, but also that's a really expensive place. You can find some things for not cheap too.
New York bought his first girlfriend a dime bag and some unlaced Tims.
Look, and I answer this because it's like, yeah, what Blair said. But, you know what I mean? I'm a horrible gift giver. I'll tell you that. Like, you know what I mean? Whenever we go out, you know what I mean? We go out to eat. We go out to the movies. Whatever extracurricular activities we do, I pay for it. But I'm a horrible gift giver. So when birthdays come around, when Christmas come around, I'm a horrible gift giver because I don't know what to get at that point. So I wouldn't even know. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I'd be trying, but I don't even really be thinking it hit the mark at the end of the day. I'd be like, oh, so I'll be trying to get hits. Like, yo, what you give me? Oh, so you know what I mean? I'll be trying to get hits. Like, oh, how many gifts you got me? Oh, so let me base it off that. Let me try to give you. Let me try to outdo you. But, yeah, I'm a horrible gift giver. Because at the end of the day, I'm one of those people, like, you know what I mean? I already got what I want, you know what I mean? I already reached the point in my life, I already got what I want. So, I mean, like, I don't know what you can give me to make me feel happy. So, I don't know what to give you to make you feel happy.
And that's you got to pay attention. Got to pay attention. I used to be a really good gift giver. Now I'm kind of selfish. So, yeah, I used to be a really good gift giver, though. You just pay attention and you try to. It ain't always got to be about money, but if you put thought behind it, I found that that's what the chicks like. They like when you put a little bit of thought behind it. You try to get them something that they want or need that they wouldn't get themselves. Unfortunately, that does require paying a lot of attention, though. And, I mean, we don't really want to pay attention to women. Like, let's keep it real. They talk too much.
I thought they just wanted love. See, it be changing with women. Buy your own gift. You got a job. It's women's liberation.
It's called a gift.
You can't, you, right? I can't give you nothing. You your own woman. I'm every woman. Buy your own shit. Buy
I mean, just tell me what
stuff.
You want. Just tell me what you want. I'll get it for you. Like, I mean, that's more simplistic to me. I mean, just tell me what you want, yo. I get it.
You got a job. You got a debit card. Buy what you want. We supposed to be together for love. Not for no gifts. We supposed to have good conversation.
In addition to that debit card, make sure they got good credit, though. Make sure they got good credit.
Yeah. All right.
That was one of the questions I wanted to get from everybody about gift giving. With Christmas coming up, I remember spending money back in the day. I had a homeboy back in, like, junior high who brought a chick a ring, like a real ring. I'm like, oh, okay. That's a bit much.
I mean, I bought my first girlfriend a promise ring, I think. But that means she cheated on me. So then, where's my ring? Should I get my ring back? I kept my end of the bargain.
I mean, how much was it?
Really? I don't know. I had money. I had a lot of illegal cash.
Was it worth getting back, I guess?
No, I wonder if she'll text me and be like, hey, I don't know where the fuck that thing is. But Yeah, man, don't spend nothing expensive. But, I mean, if you got a couple bucks to get or something, just don't get anything that's going to, like Blur said, try to listen to it. If y'all enjoy the movies, get a nice little take, you know, run a projector in a screen and do like a little picnic movie out at night in the park. I don't know if y'all allowed out by yourselves at night.
What's the rules, man? It's the thought that counts. It's always about the thought.
What's the rules for 18-year-olds? Like is my nephew still there? Or did he tap out and get out of here? Like, can they go places by themselves? What do y'all do with teenagers now?
Yeah, they can. I mean, for the most part, there are, like, age restrictions, like, in the mall, which is weird to me. But I guess, you know, that's where most teenagers go. And they get into fights and stuff. So, yeah, like, I think 16 and under, you got to have, like, an adult with you. But, yeah, she's 18. He's about to be 18. So, yeah, you grown
no.
at that point.
But, like, so prom's coming up. I'm assuming if they make it, you know, and this is no disrespect, nephew. I just know how high school relationships go. But I'm assuming they're going to go to senior prom together. Do they like, go somewhere after senior prom? Like somewhere to, like, stay together? Because that's got to be scary as a parent.
Well, he's tapped out. But, I mean, did we do that? I didn't even go to prom. So I don't even remember. I'm pretty sure most people went, like, now I went to, when I was a junior, I went to somebody's senior prom, and we went to, like, Six Flags the next day. I think that was about it, though.
See, I was a little different because after prom, I had to go get ready for football. So I didn't go, but we went to Wildwood afterwards and stayed a weekend. Like, I remember specifically going, and my mom's listening, and maybe my mom can chime in. I think my mom let me go to Wildwood for the weekend with my high school girlfriend. I would never let myself do that.
Well, I mean, you got to give your – remember, you think about your kid now. When your kid's 17, 18 years old, like, come on. They're about to be out the house anyway. You're going to say, no, you can't go somewhere now, and then 2 months from now, you're dropping them off somewhere on their own anyway?
Yes. Now, I also think it really depends on the kid's personality. Like, I think my mom knew my personality enough where – like, she probably already knew we were having sex, but I think she also knew that we were being responsible because she found, like, dried condoms underneath my bed, which is nasty. Yeah, it was pretty bad. But, you know, only a dude would understand, like, yo, you need to get that breathing out. You can't have that constriction. But, you know, but she also knew that we wasn't going to get in any trouble, right? So I guess if my son is like that, where I knew that he was going to be responsible, he was going to do it anyway, and he just kind of needed a break, I guess in my head I would kind of be okay with it. But I know DJ C. Siren ain't going for that at all.
Nope.
Like, DJ C. Siren doesn't even want our son to have a girlfriend.
Wait till she's going to pick him up from school, and the little girl walk up on him like, hey,
right up
this is my boyfriend.
See, this is mine now. Oh, yeah, my mom wants to tell y'all that she called me having sex. Thanks, Mom. That has nothing to do with what we just had a discussion about. It was funny. My mom did say, are y'all upstairs having sex? And I was like, no. I was like, what are you doing home so early?
I would have gotten a switch.
Why would you have gotten a switch?
If you neck and behind, I would have whipped both of you.
You can't beat someone else's side.
Oh, yes, I can. Both of you. Both. Whip.
Why? Why?
Get the fuck out my house.
Why? You were having sex?
Who the fuck
the very next year?
Who was it?
Well, I don't want to put your personal business out. I don't know when you started having sex. Those are the type of questions that I don't ask. But
whip.
if you're in high school, people have sex in high school. You had to know people who were having sex in high school.
Not in my house. You're not doing it. You're not doing it. You ain't sneaking around up in my house.
See, this is the BS that DJ C. Siren saws. Listen, let me hear this. Let me just have this discussion. It is a funny discussion, but this is personal to me and DJ C. Siren's relationship. When we first started dating,
I was grown.
Can I have this conversation? I want to tell the story to the people. You can have your comment, but I want the people to hear it. When we first started dating, when I went to visit your parents for the first time in Kentucky, they didn't want us sleeping in the same room because they were scared that we were going to have sex. And you told them, no, we're sleeping together. We're grown. And then DJ G signed. She hopped my bones in her parents' house. I hope her mom ain't listening. But we married with a kid now, so you know what it is. So she jumped my bones in there, and I'm like, hold on. Your dad's in the next room. There's only a bathroom separating us. And this bed ain't stable. It ain't got a headboard or nothing. But what's the difference? We weren't married. We were in love back then.
But being grown is a pretty big difference.
Say that again, Blair.
I said being grown is a pretty big difference. Like, once you're grown and you're on your own, just because you're at the house right now, you're grown. You got your own place to go home to.
You just said 18 was grown.
Yeah, it is. You technically, just, like, legally, it's grown. But, yeah, if you're still under my roof. No, I'm just saying, you said, what's the difference? When y'all did it, when she told her parents, now we sleeping in the same bed, because, yeah, she's grown. She could tell them that.
But it's under
I mean, at 18, roof. At 18, my son's going to be on his way to college. I mean, just because of, you know, birthdays and everything. So he's going to be on his way
difference?
Out the door.
But what's the difference? We were under her parents' roof and we weren't married.
Nah, you were grown, though.
But you just said your son is going to be grown at 18.
What's yeah, at 18 when he's on his way to college. Now, when he comes back home from college? If he comes back from home from college, then, yeah, I'm going to be chilling. Like, yeah, man, I'm not telling y'all what to do when y'all going to go home and go do whatever y'all want to do anyway.
So the only difference is him going away to college. It has nothing to do with maturity.
Well, this situation does. So you're using my situation, our situation. So it wasn't that I was just going away to college. I had my own place.
But your parents didn't want us to have sex in her in their house.
They didn't want us to have sex. They just didn't want us to stay in the same room.
Because we would have sex. That would be the only reason why they didn't want us to stay in the same room.
Not necessary.
And you took advantage of me anyway.
Took advantage of you. Oh, God.
Look, I was shook. I didn't want to disrespect the parents. It was the first time I met them. Her brother was there. I was chilling. But see, I don't understand the difference. Like, if he is, I want to know what the difference is. Is it just the fact that you had your own place?
Well, I think having your own place brings maturity. Like, you're on your own. Like, you taking care of yourself. So, I think you can have you can have one without the other, but I think it's hard to have one without the other.
I don't know. I was still immature in my first two places. They were rough places. DJ C. Siren still fires me up about my place when we were dating because I didn't have any box spring. I just had, what, I had three mattresses? I had three. Two matches on the floor, just me and the dog. I thought that apartment was great.
It was like a box spring and a mattress.
No, I didn't have a box spring. That's what you was just upset about.
Because
I have a frame. But yeah, who needs a frame? It's just a box spring and a mattress. She's right.
You're still a child. You're not. If you're in high school, you're still a child. And children don't have sex in my house.
But you had sex in your parents' house.
Well,
we had sex.
Not as a child.
I was busting them guts. It is. I mean, all jokes aside, I'm just messing with DJ Sonic. Because, we were damn near 30. But do any of y'all, so Blur, New York, if you have a kid, do you have any of the I'd rather have it in my house where if something went wrong, I could control the situation, rather than your kids having sex in a parking lot somewhere out in the streets?
No, I think I trust my son to use good judgment. So I think it's that kind of the thing, like when you marry to a professional athlete or a professional superstar or whatever, it's like, you know, they cheating on you, but you want them to still hide it from you type deal. Like, if it is happening here, like, you don't be disrespectful about it. You know what I mean? You keep it quiet. You make sure ain't nobody home, something like that. Kind of don't ask, don't tell.
See, I think I would want to know, so I could always make sure he has protection in the house. I would make sure I'd clean his sheets every week.
Nah, if you can have sex, you could wash your own sheets. Like, nah, one of these things has to start happening before the other.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I would make sure he washes stuff every week. Like, there's certain things that I would make sure if I knew he was having. Look at Russell Wilson fingers, huh? Like, if I knew he was having, and of course that I would make sure stuff stays clean, that I don't feel like a teenager would do. They just wouldn't care, because I didn't care at that age. I wasn't thinking about that. You're just a horn dog when you're that young. But good luck to y'all, man. So what did his mother say? How was the reaction from the mother? Was the mother upset that her baby now has another love interest?
What do you mean another?
Well, because the relationships of mothers and sons are extremely, like, dads love their sons, mothers are protective of their sons. Like, it's a different relationship. So was this like one of those things where, like, she was kind of upset that he had a new lady in his life? Because, you know, sons love their mother. Like, that's their first love, is their mothers. I wouldn't even say is their father. Like, kid, like, I guess that's all kids.
I mean, you know, I don't think so. I don't think I think she was more surprised at, like, how it happened. Because, like, when she called and told me, like, oh, chick ran up on me or whatever, and I'm like, oh, I knew. Like, I had already known. And so she was like, wait, how you know? How you know and you not tell me? And I'm like, yo, that's not my business to tell you. Like, he'll tell
you. She got bad.
Like, she shouldn't even have told you. He should have told you. But, like, I think it was more of that than anything else.
Oh, okay. All right, man. Well, it's a good relationship talk. Blur, you got anything else? This was your topic. I didn't realize it ran almost an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah, man. I told him he could tap out after 45 minutes to an hour. So, yeah, he done. I mean, we talking about other stuff, man. I got mad stuff we could get to.
That's cool. Man. So he's nowhere near the phone, right?
Nah, man, he back on his game, probably chatting with his girl.
I hope he breaks up with her, yo, because they ain't going to make it. These young starlets, what do you call them?
No, let's not talk about
them. Not her in particular. Look, they ain't going to work, man. Like, that's a conversation that you can't tell a young kid. They ain't going to last. They ain't going to make it.
I don't know. I don't know. We know. I know two people,
yes,
for
do.
Sure that I know.
Who?
You and I both know.
Who?
Who? Fat dude and the butler.
No, they weren't together in high school. See? It's different. When you say fat dude, no. They were cheap.
They were doing their thing in high school. And the
yeah,
butlers.
They weren't together. See, now
the butlers definitely were together.
The butlers is a different story because, you know, I mean, I know Fat Dude and them personally, so I know that story, and that doesn't count as a high school sweet love relationship that made it.
No.
They didn't really get together until college is when they got.
Are they good?
Fat Dude and them? The Butlers are the homies from high school. I don't know what happened to them after high school. I just didn't have any contact.
What do you mean? I get on Facebook, I see them all the time posting pictures and everything. No, like, yeah, such and such long. Yeah,
they may have been the high school couple that made it, that stayed, remained faithful and loving throughout the whole thing. I will never disrespect them because I honestly think that they are two great people. Always been real cool with them since we were kids, both of them. I'm just saying, I don't know. They could be the model relationship of a high school couple that made it, or this could have been a lot of things that happened in between the times that you were in Louisiana, I was in Maryland, that we don't know.
They made it. My nigga, we made it. And the words, was that Drake? Was that Meek? Who said that? I don't know. Can't even remember. But my nigga, we made it. They made it. And the funny thing is, you said that they might not make it. I like this chick, yo. I think she's good for my son, and I like her personality. I know enough of her, man. Like,
you don't even know her. You have no idea who she is. Look, I was talking to my boy last week, and he out here in these streets, and he was telling me that he was talking to this chick, and nephew's far away from the phone, right? Blur.
Yeah, you good.
Anyway, okay. He was telling me that she was talking to this chick, and this chick was like, hey, do you want me to swallow your cum or spit it back on you? And he was like, well, why would you ever spit it back on me? Like, if you're going, I mean, you could spit it in the toilet or the sink or something, or swallow it, but I don't want you to spit it back on me. She was like, no. You know, there's dudes out here who, like, after you suck their dick, you spit the cum back on them, and then they want to taste it. And I was like, whoa. This things in life that are going on in these streets that are totally crazy. So
I don't wait, what?
yeah. So you
don't
know,
like spitting in a face or spitting in a mouth?
From my understanding, and again, this is a third person conversation, because I was totally disgusted. Because I was disgusted when I found out that cats was out here eating ass. Like, if I know you're eating ass, you're getting a paper cup in my house. We can still be cool. We can still be friends. Whatever you do in your bedroom is on you. I just don't want fecal matter on my cups. My kid drinks out of my cups. But there are dudes out here who are getting head, and the women are spitting. And once they bust in a woman's mouth, the women are spitting that cum back on them, and then the dudes are tasting their own cum.
Like, I mean, this is all disgusting to me, but I feel like I'm missing some semantics here. Like, so
this is happening
when you say
life.
On them, like on their chest, and when they scraping it up with their finger, like what's going on here?
I would have to have him tell the story. I was disgusted too, and I didn't want to, because I immediately thought, well, he's just gay. He just doesn't understand it. Or bisexual.
I mean, that was a whole thing on Sex and the City whenever the fast chick, whoever she was, when she was dating the young dude, she said she ain't like the way he tastes. And so she was like, hey, if you think you taste good, you taste it. And so he did. So, I mean, clearly it's a thing, but, like, the semantics of how that works out is, like, it seems odd to me. Like, I don't – something seems wrong in this equation.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is that – and I got to that topic just from saying, you don't understand this girl. You don't know what she's into. You don't like this girl. Because Blair is saying that he likes the girl that his son is dating. And I'm telling him, he don't even know her. He's just got to be happy that she makes him happy. Because I'm saying he has no idea who she is. She could be a mass murderer. He has no clue. How do you know she's not a murderer? You don't know her. I'm worried about my nephew. Why am I only more concerned about my nephew?
Hey, if they turn out to be Bonnie and Clyde, that's cool.
Lorena Bobbitt.
Well, see, that's not cool.
Do you want, why is my mom saying, do you want me to call in and explain it? Is my mom explaining dudes drinking their own cum? Because I don't want to have that conversation with my mom. Y'all can have this conversation with my mom. I don't want to have this conversation with my mom. But, you know, you kind of hope, you hope the kids are happy, but they're not going to make it. Like, did you have that conversation with them yet? Like, you know, y'all ain't going to make it, right? Like, I wish somebody had that.
Nah, I just started thinking about people who have. So, I'm clearly, I'm being more optimistic than you are.
So, you know one.
Nah, I just gave two examples.
No, the second one, the fat dude and them don't count because they weren't together in high school. Even he will tell you.
Man. That. They was, whatever they were doing in high school, they was doing it. So call it what you want. They were involved.
No, no, you have to, no, you can't go specifics on one thing and then a blurred line on the other. He will tell you that they were not together in high school. They didn't get together until college.
That's what college he will tell you, because that's what he
She'll
will
tell
you.
The same thing.
But I'm telling you as a witness to this. Yo,
no,
New York still there? He's still there?
Yeah, it's wild. I just posted my reaction to what y'all was talking about in the chat. Like, what? What is y'all talking about? What is going on?
Nah,
right now?
I don't know if you're old enough to remember payphones, but the person we're talking about,
definitely.
Fat dude, he used to walk in the rain to go talk to his chick on a payphone. And he trying to tell me they weren't dated? They want to
know
umbrella. This dude will walk in the rain to go talk to the chick on a payphone, and then sit
no
in the
umbrella?
Rain and have her call the payphone back.
Did
no
she
umbrella?
Have a boyfriend that wasn't him? Did she? Oh, no, I'm sorry, New York. I just want to, because Blair is only giving you half truths. This is the terrible evil lawyer in him. Did she have a boyfriend that wasn't him?
Yeah, but that don't mean they wasn't dating.
They wasn't together. She had a whole nother boyfriend. I'm not talking about their relationship. They're happily married. It doesn't matter. But that doesn't count as a high school relationship that made it, because that was a rough relationship. Yeah, Russell Wilson. Oh, he's flipping out too much. But, you know, even if you say, look, even if I give you that too, all of us have had high school relationships, two out of what, 30? 40?
Hey, yeah, the odds are definitely not in his favor. They're not in their favor. They're not. But again, like I said, I'm being an optimistic. I'm being an optimist. You being a pessimist.
Look, they ain't gonna make it. Look, his money is so much pussy out here. He need to go ahead and go to other countries. See, that's one thing that I wish. I didn't have any money until I met DJ C. Siren, and then I got broke again. Like, I wish I could have dated, like, outside the country, at least for, like, 6 months. See, I missed the whole internet dating phase. See, I wonder if kids are going back, because when we had to date, we had to actually impress women, talk to women. Now you can just have a pop on Instagram and get a woman. It's all online, right?
I mean, you still got that transition period where you go from, I mean, the pop on Instagram to the DMs, and the DMs got to be witty too, or wherever it is where you just chatting online. Again, because you're chatting online, you got a more of an opportunity to, you know, think of something. You ain't got to be right in the moment. You can take your time. You can actually pull something up and look at something and then respond or post something. So you got a chance to be funnier, smarter, wittier, all that. And then you got another transition when you go to start actually meeting in person. So, yeah, it's a little bit easier, but you still got to – I mean, it ain't a cakewalk.
Hey, speaking of relationships, is Jada Smith a hoe? Jada Pinkett.
Oh.
Why is she doing my man Will like this?
She's something, man. She's something. I ain't even going to front, man. It's a bad look. That is a bad
and
look.
And I do feel
bad
I
for
like
him.
I don't like disrespect women. I'm the same way. I don't even like disrespect women.
I
never disrespect women.
What?
I wouldn't say she.
Go ahead, B.R. We ain't heard from you in a while. We just been rambling.
Nah, because that whole first conversation was kind of wild. But nah, I don't think Jada Pinkett is a hoe. I mean, in a sense, I mean, because at the end of the day, she know what she wants. She know what she wants, and she knows what she wants out of a relationship. She know herself. Yeah, you know what I mean.
So you at the end of the day, I mean, do she know? Do she know? If she says she don't know how to love.
I mean, at the end of the day, we all still growing as individuals day by day. At the end of the day, so as the day goes, you know what I mean, the month goes or the year goes, you know what I mean, we all growing as individuals. The same thing that we probably wanted in the past ain't what we want in the present at the end of the day. So, I mean, maybe she's just trying to figure out herself. Maybe she already found herself and she knows what she wants. Now, it's not saying that Jada is a hoe or Will Smith is a simp. You know what I mean? She just found somebody that's willing to love her the way that she want to the way she want to be loved.
Has she? And this is my point. Okay, call Jada Pinkett Smith a hoe. It's totally wrong. I don't really mean that. It was just more for the conversation of what we were talking about. She's not anything, but I mean, she's a great actress. She seems like a nice lady. Would you say DJ C-Sire?
Oh, about Chris Cross.
But why does she keep breaking my man? Will Smith seems like such a nice guy. Like, his career was going great until he married her.
It was his second marriage.
That first marriage, he was making hits. He still had hit songs. He had hit movies, and then he got with Tupac's Leftovers, and his career went downhill. She was dating a dude from Criss Cross who was speedballing. Wasn't that the one that died?
I don't know if his career went downhill. I think that might be a stretch to say his career
went
downhill, but his image has taken a hit as of late. For a long time, like J. Cole even had the song.
Hold on real quick there, Blair. Let's have this conversation real quick. One of the kids, Criss Cross, died from speedballing. How much you want to bet? Nah, I know my drug addicts because I try to. Hey, Blur, do you know? Did one of Chris Cross' kids die from speedballing, heroin? And,
I know one of them died, but I thought he died because he was like sick, like he had like some disease. I ain't know it was drugs.
Okay, then I might be wrong, and I don't want to put that wrong thing in the air. If I'm wrong, I apologize. Oh, shut your ass up! I swore it was drugs, but I could be wrong. And if I am wrong, I apologize. And I don't really mean it. But go ahead, Blair. What would you say?
Oh, I think it might be a stretch to say his career went downhill after getting with Jada Pinkett. Because for a long time, he was still riding high while they were together. That was the whole, J. Cole had the whole thing. I want that Will and Jada love or Jada and that Will love. Like, they was gold. That's what the kids call it now, relationship goals. They were relationship goals for a lot of people. It's just, I mean, the more information come out, they be like, yo, this ain't gold. I don't really think I like how they getting down. And then the more and more information come out, I'm like, yo, it looked like only one person is benefiting from this relationship.
When did they start dating? Because I don't really know.
Oh, man, it goes back. I can't even remember when. I don't remember. I know it was
like,
a while ago.
Is it before Men in Black?
I think so. I think it was before Men in Black.
Oh, okay. So if it was before Men in Black and all that, well, after Men in Black, it kind of fell off with Wild Wild West, which is a movie I actually like. Was it before Independence Day?
I think it was still back when he was doing Fresh Prince.
Oh, okay. Then they were together when he was still hot in the streets. I thought she came around the Wild Wild West time. In the middle of his career. Oh, yeah, so my mom said drug overdose. So I was right. I still feel bad for the kid. I mean, drugs ain't nothing to play with. But, yeah,
My mom said drug overdose. Even though I trust my mom on this. She probably looked it up. But yeah, man, like, why is this such a big topic? Honestly, Jada's old. Will's old. The only reason why we care is because Will looks like he's stressed out about it, right? I mean, this is the woman's suffrage movement. This woman, Jada, still looks great. She's living her best life, getting these cheeks from these young dudes. Is that the only reason why we care? Is because it's reverse now that the woman is doing it, not like the stereotypical male cheating on his wife, all the rich male cheating on his wife?
I personally think people care because, again, this was a high-profile relationship. I mean, they both were two famous people. I mean, you don't really get to see two high-profile people like this, two successful people who've been successful for so long, and then you start seeing, like, chinks in the relationship that everybody, again, like, when this was the relationship that everybody was holding up, like, oh, yeah, this is it. Like, this is black love. This is two rich black celebrities raising black kids to be free and all this other stuff, like, they were goals. So I think that's why people care. It's like, oh, shit, how the mighty have fallen. Like, everybody was looking at y'all like y'all were a perfect relationship. And we're looking now, like, now we're looking at Will Smith like he's a cuck. Like, you were,
But why don't people realize that all marriage is going through that? I mean, Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. Right? Like, that's just part of being married at this point, right?
And then they went through it for a little bit, too. I mean, they went through it for a little bit, too. And then you see what happened. Like, all right, he cheated, which, again, there's a bit of a double standard because it's, like, expected or more accepted for the men to cheat because men are just expected to be hoes. And so he cheated. And as you know, he was on the song crying. Like, nah, I'm not leaving the house until I get my wife back. Like, I mean, like, it looked at like she handled business and got him in check. They both went. Oh, Will, I mean, Jay-Z's the man. Yeah, he was out here. He was still getting these hoes. He still got Beyonce. She stuck around. And to the women, it's like, oh, yeah, her man cheated. You know, men going to be men. But she fixed it right up. He ain't going to do it again.
All right.
Who's looking at Will Smith like he won in any of this? Like, he manned up and, like, he handled business. I mean, New York had a good point. Like, he's loving her the way she needs to be loved or whatever. But at what cost?
That's all that matters.
I mean, but at what cost? He looks like a cuck.
What is a cuck?
That's the person who invites other people in to sleep with his wife because he can't please her.
At that point, you got to let it go, right?
Nah, you love her. You just don't want her to be happy, even if it's not from you.
See, and that's the conversation I wanted to get about your son. Like, it's okay. Like, once you realize that you can't make it as a relationship, it's okay to love someone from far. Like, once you get to that point in your life where you're like, you know what, I do love this person, but it ain't going to work out. I could just love them from far and just hope the best for them. Like, you become a lot happier and a lot stable in your life. But, you know, I don't even feel like the Jada Pinkett Smith and the Will Smith is all that, like, yeah, I don't get in nobody's relationship. It was just jokes earlier. I hope the best one. But Will just looks like he's stressed out, man. And it's just, like, was it Will dating the girl from Hitch? I guess him and Jada
Hayek,
still
together. Selma Hayek. I don't remember who that was.
He said he's cheated.
I mean, and she said she's cheated. Or I guess they had an open relationship, and then they had, like, not necessarily a swinging relationship. Like, even before everything came out, they had the whole thing, oh, you got your side of the house, and you're going to do your thing on your side of the house. I got my side of the house. I'm going to do my thing on my side of the house. So I guess it's more of a open relationship. And again, it got to work. I do understand. It's whatever works for you. It just seems like it's working for one person, and the other person is just going along with it.
Yeah, it seemed like Jada happy as hell. Will thought he might have wanted this life and realized he didn't. Look, they don't tell you that. When you get older, yo, dudes, like, we good for getting cheeks about once a day. Like, we ain't trying to be running around too much, yo, because it's time. But Will look like he hit that point.
I mean, three times a week might be enough for me. Once a day seem like a job.
Well, I'm just saying that we could pull off once a day, but you're right. Like, three times a week is more than enough once you hit 40. But I think women's sex drive probably jumps up. Maybe Jade out here, you know.
But what are you doing at the situation? What are you doing? Do you I guess most people, they compromise. Like, all right, you don't get it as much as you want. I give it up more than I want, and we meet in the middle. Or I guess you can go to Will and Jada route. Like, all right, you go do you. If it ain't with me, fine, go get it from somewhere else.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm
about,
up for that.
I mean, that's the thing about love that people don't discuss. It's like, okay, you know, once you reach these plateaus, you know, do you love someone enough to stay with them regardless of things that you don't even agree with? Like,
oh,
that's
DJ Desire still there?
Nah, she went to go make a T-shirt.
I wanted to ask a woman this question, but let me ask y'all. Because I was talking to my homegirl, and she was telling me about her ex. They recently broke up. She said she thought they had something. They moved in together. And I told her I think she was wrong. Like, dude was right. He was trying to build something, and she was being unwilling to compromise. So he wanted to, like, switch sides of the bed. He wanted the side of the bed she was on. He wanted to, like, rearrange, like, the end tables or whatever, whatever the tables that go on the side of the bed. Whatever those things are called.
Yeah.
Like, he moved into her place. So it was her place. She had it set up how she liked. And then when he was talking about, let's move into a place together, she was like, no, because the place he was picking out, like, he couldn't afford it on his own. He could only afford it. Now, she does make more money. And that's part of the question, like, I mean, I guess dating down financially. Because she makes more money than he did. And so she was like, nah, I don't want to move into this place because we can only afford this place if I pay for it. Like, you can't afford this place on your own, so we shouldn't be moving in here. And it got to the point, and they wound up breaking up, and he was like, nah, like, this ain't working. And I was like, yeah, you was unwilling to compromise. Like, yeah, it don't seem like you was really in it. Like, certain things, when you with somebody, you got to, like, all right, we're going to have to compromise on something. Yeah, I usually sleep on this side of the bed, but all right, if my partner want this side of the bed, it's my house, this is something I could compromise on. That just seemed like the dumbest thing to lose a relationship over.
Yeah, it's that woman's suffrage movement, man. They don't want to compromise nothing. I'm talking shit because DJ Cesar ain't here. But, yeah, that's a little wild. But, I mean, this is also coming from, you know, me and DJ Cesar. She, we bought a house before we got married. So, you know, and that finances does come because she don't want to get stuck with the bill, but, you know,
like,
if you're telling
like,
me,
I'm just, that don't, but
go ahead.
That does seem like that's stupid though, right? Am I tripping?
Nah, I think it's, if you're telling me that, hey, y'all trying to grow in the relationship, then, you know, sharing the places. Par for the course, you know, but, you know, if she wasn't willing to sacrifice any money or anything like that, then she wasn't, she didn't, you know, she must not have seen it lasting much
longer.
That's
not too much to ask for.
She might have been right.
That's not too much to ask for. Like, she, in the end, she was right. Cause yeah, she, apparently they had a talk and everything. Like, yeah, he was bitter. Cause she, like, she got her doctorate. She got promoted. She's, like, headed, like, all these different departments at a really big corporate company out here. And she's got her own side hustle, does a little modeling, a little photography. And so that's growing. And so it was making him feel bad. He wasn't, like, I mean, wasn't feeling like he was carrying his weight or whatever. But if you're moving in with somebody, should you be looking for a place that only you can afford? Or should you be looking for a place that, hey, we can afford when we combine our incomes?
I mean, it just depends on what y'all financial situation is and what y'all want to achieve as a goal financially. I mean, that's all up to individual couples. But, I mean, if you're upset that a woman makes more than you, I never understood that
that kind of thinking anyway. I mean, DJ Cesar makes more than me. I never gave a shit. I was like, yeah, got a woman who makes great money. Let's go. You know, and but when it happened, when she lost her job, you know, I had to be there for her, you know, because I got a good job. You know, when I lost my job, she was there for me. It's just money. Like if you're basing your relationship on, you know, love, like I can understand making long-term decisions because of financial impact. But if you're making emotional decisions because of financial impact, you're always going to be messed up. And I don't feel like
that's normal. Like, if I'm looking, if we're moving into someplace, I'm like, all right, we can afford this, whatever this is. Like, on my own, I can afford this. But, like, we're moving in together, so we're combining income. So, ideally, like, our budget's going to increase. Like, yeah, I can afford this place right here on my own, but together, we can afford this bigger spot, this nicer spot, better area. I just think that just made perfect sense. And the chick I was talking to, she didn't see it that way. She felt like she was being used.
That's what about you, New York, New York? You got anything on it? New York, New York, might fall asleep.
Nah, it was a lot of conversation that happened with this. I don't even remember the original question, yo.
Basically,
let me ask you this then, though. Just in general, New York, you ever dealt with a chick who was unwilling to compromise over something you thought was really small?
Oh, most definitely. All the time.
Hey, y'all
talk all the time.
Hey, y'all have a quick conversation. I'll let y'all know when I get back. I gotta do something real quick.
Yeah, most definitely. It was just like, it was one of those situations where it was like, you know what I mean? Me and her was butting heads all the time, you know what I mean? And it was just like more of a sense. I was like, well, for me, you know what I mean? I'm an easygoing person. Sorry for the noise in the background. I was mad active out there. Hold on. But, Yeah. It's more of a sense of, I mean, like, I'm more of a person that I'm easygoing, you know what I mean? I adapt to my relationships. It's not even, like, I conform to some shit like that. It's some shit that I stand on. But, like, y'all, as far as my relationship go, you know what I mean? I'm an easy person. But, I mean, if it's something that I can't stand on, nah, I'm not going to tolerate that.
Like, what's something that you thought was minor? Just give me an example. What's something you thought was small and the chick was, like, unwilling? Or something she thought was small and you was like, nah, I ain't compromising on that.
Oh, damn. That's a lot, man. You just hit me and been like, man, hold on. I got to think about this. I wasn't even prepared to answer this question, man. It was like,
girl I was talking to, she said her boyfriend or her ex-boyfriend, he wanted to switch sides of the bed. And for a second, I was like, yo, that seems petty. But I kind of thought more about it. And I was like, yeah, when you're comfortable on your side of your bed, like, that's your side of the bed. So switching to the other side might be, like, a big deal. I mean, to me,
not
personally, I feel like that's something you do, though.
Just get a new mattress.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about me, I won't have a problem with switching to the side of the bed. You know what I mean? I probably won't even ask you the reason. But if it's something that just goes against, like, you know what I mean, this is something that you just wasn't regularly doing, you know what I mean, all of a sudden now you want to, it's not even switching sides of the bed, it's just something else. Like, that, it has to be something in a different aspect. Like, I switch sides of the bed with you, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I mean, if we both got a charging plug or each side of the bed, you know what I mean, and I want to just see how if you're on the other side of the bed where you sleep on, I ain't got no problem with that. I really ain't got no problem with that. Now, if you do some shit out of the ordinary that is just like make me think, like, what you doing this for? Now I'm questioning shit.
Would you switch from Apple to Android or Android to Apple if your partner asks you?
Hell no, because I give you the same reason. on my 21st birthday, right? I had an Android and I had an Apple, right? I had both phones. I had an Android and I had an iPhone, right? And when I got drunk that night on my 21st birthday, my Android didn't survive the night. The iPhone did. So ever since, you know what I mean, I've been iPhone all day.
Survived the night.
And you were switching if your girl wanted to, like, yo, I work for T-Mobile or something. You know, we get free Samsung or whatever it is. Like,
nope.
I'm sticking with this. I think we should.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Nope.
Yeah, you want
to know what that means?
What that means? So I'm going under your plan so you can see who I call and see who I text all the time, or so you can pull the records and be like, oh, who's this number you calling? No, I'm not going under your plan just because you get a free Samsung. No.
Yo,
that's something I think I would switch for. I think that's something I would make the switch. Like, I'm team Android all day, but if I'm with somebody and he got the hookup, if it makes sense, like, yeah, I would switch. I would switch. It would be a rough thing, but I would make the switch for the girl.
Yeah, why can't we just find women who don't want to change us, who love us for us? See, that's the problem. We've been accustomed to doing all these sacrifices for women, but women don't appreciate them now. They don't even want us to hold the door open for them anymore. Why do we have to change? Like, at this point, I support all the women's movement and all the generational gaps that they've closed and are continuing to close. At this point, you just got to love us for us now. Like, we should have to
that's
make
a question,
sense.
Though. Is that a thing? Do you think there's somebody out there where there's no switching up, I don't want to call it switching up, no compromising?
I don't know. I'm out the game, and I had to compromise a lot, so.
I lost that battle.
You know, I'm still looking for that, though. I'm still out there looking for that. It's like, you know what? There's going to be somebody where it comes out where it's easy. Like, I mean, I ain't got to work hard to be in a relationship. It's going to be natural. I don't know. People telling me not. That ain't realistic.
Well, no, because, I mean, I had to sacrifice a lot to be with DJ Cesar, but our relationship isn't hard. It's actually really, really easy.
It's one of the reasons why we worked out so well, because it's not difficult, but it doesn't mean that it didn't come without compromise. Now, with you still dating, being the age that you are you willing to compromise, or are you stuck in your ways?
I think I'm willing to compromise on certain things. Like, I don't know. I guess it's going to come down to what it is. What it is. Well, I'm not willing to compromise on, like, it's the person, I guess. I'm willing to compromise on my thing. All right, you know what? You want to live in a certain place, you want to Apple over Android, stuff like that. You want to switch sides of the bed? Cool. I'm not, that's all fine and dandy. I mean, if you a midget, I mean, I don't know if I can compromise on that. If you was born a dude, like, I can't really compromise on that. Like, those are the things I can't really, I mean, if you think all lives matter instead of black lives matter, those are things I can't really compromise on, stuff like that. But if I need to change something on me, that's cool.
What if she's white and she thinks all lives matter?
You know what? It's funny because I don't know if I could get to that point. Just in my makeup, I don't think I'm racist, or maybe just slightly racist. But I don't think I can get to the point where I'm dating a white girl.
That's going to be funny. We got to have that conversation another day. Cause I got a whole lot of friends that dated white girls. I got a whole lot of friends who won't date white girls. I would love to know the difference in their thinking. That's an interesting topic. But we got to close this shop, man. It's been a good conversation, man. Y'all got anything else?
Oh no, let me get my parting shots out real quick. I mean, again, thanks to all y'all for coming on, helping me get some words of wisdom to my little homie. He actually said that he was listening and he was taking heed. We'll see. But really appreciate that. Some topics that's going to have to go on the docket that we didn't get a chance to talk to. I don't know if any of y'all saw the Dave Chappelle stand-up on Netflix. Watch it. I watched it. Dave Chappelle is quickly falling out of my top 10 comedians. That said, he is getting mad backlash over this stand-up special. I think it's completely uncalled for. But, man, people are tripping off of this, like, really tripping off of some jokes he told. I don't even think they were funny all that much. But, yeah, I want to get into Dave Chappelle, the stand-up, and the backlash that's coming out of his stand-up.
Okay. I got a list to watch. I don't know if I have a chance to watch it this weekend, but I want to get it done for next weekend. We could definitely do that.
I don't think I laughed. Maybe one, which I don't want to influence nobody, but, I mean, And I actually was watching it. I was like, you know what? Let me laugh. Let me force myself to laugh as he's going into the joke. So I'm already laughing. The momentum's there. No, I think I maybe got one chuckle out of like the whole hour and a half special.
Huh. I have to check it out. I have to check it out. Neil, did you see it?
Nah, I don't. But I my fault. I didn't. But I do want to have this conversation next week because I didn't get a chance to look at it. I think Dave Chappelle has definitely evolved from. I mean, he Dave Chappelle is Dave Chappelle, but at the end of the day, it's individuals grow. I don't think Dave Chappelle is going to be the same Dave Chappelle he was a couple years back. Yeah, you know I mean. So I don't expect that from. I don't expect the old Dave Chappelle to be the new Dave Chappelle in the special. So yeah, let's have that conversation next week.
He's a great storyteller, though. I'll give him that, and I think hopefully y'all watch and y'all come to the same conclusion. He's great at telling stories. They may not be funny, but he's great at telling stories.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, that's pretty much it. Shout out to everybody who sent a text and called in. And shout out to Blur's nephew. Shout out to my cousin who sent a story in about how she rode a bike 4 miles to see her boyfriend to surprise him. And he was across the street with another girl. And then some other dude walked her home. Play on. That dude lost out. Good conversation about relationships tonight, but we want to get out of here, man. It's been a good conversation, and until next week, man, hey, we got to catch up on a lot. Like I said, Blur got topics. We still got to talk about Zuckerberg and them shutting out Facebook and Instagram. So we get all that the next week, man. So Blur, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Great show, man. Thanks for everybody for pitching in. Really appreciate it. It takes a village, man. Love y'all.
Amen. New York, the floor is yours.
Look, I'm going to keep it short and sweet tonight, you know what I mean? Shout out to the little homie, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, when it comes to me, you know what I mean? I wouldn't date nobody that doesn't take no initiative, you know what I mean? So if you step into the parents, you know what I mean? You bold like that, you know what I mean? You want a relationship, speak up for what you want, especially if you're in somebody's household, you know what I mean? Don't wait till the parents come to you. Go to the parents, you know what I mean? You and their household. You know what I mean? Say what it is that's on your chest. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? Love is beautiful. Love is a beautiful thing. It makes the world go round, you know what I mean? Love yourself, love thy neighbor, unless they stole your Pokemon cards in the third grade, but love is love. Other than that, you know what I mean? Stay safe, stay humble, you know what I mean? Protect yourself, mask up, still COVID out here.
Hey, man, we'll get together next week, man. Just like that.